Today, President Biden is releasing another 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It's part of the administration's effort to stabilize energy costs worldwide as the war in Ukraine drives up the cost of crude oil. It's the final installment of the plan Biden announced earlier this year to release 180 million barrels from the reserve this year. Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. And Mike, this is the last tranche of that oil that Biden approved coming out of the reserve, going into the market. And there are skeptics saying this is political ahead of the midterms, but what reasons do analysts see for this right now?
Well, obviously, Robin, with the winter coming on, the demand for oil goes up. We often think about oil demand as simply being for cars, but it, you know, there's also competing uses in home heating and electricity generation, that sort of thing. And especially with Europe's energy situation being near crisis because of the war in Ukraine, there is this concern that there could be sort of a big surge in demand that will overwhelm the supply available in the market over the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere. So they're trying to get ahead of that potential demand surge, which would cause prices, obviously, to go much higher than they are now.
And prices are down. Oil prices are down. So what extent does this oil coming out of the reserve get the credit for that?
It's certainly part of it, for sure, as well as, you know, just private industry also producing more, OPEC producing a little bit more. But it certainly, you know, typically has a big effect on price when the government is either selling oil out of the reserves or refilling it, restockpiling it.
Yeah. And is this release connected to concern? You talk about, you know, demand is going to rise as the cold weather comes, but is this connected to concern about demand dropping because of concerns about a global recession?
Not necessarily, I don't think. I think what the government will do is if demand does drop low enough that it affects prices and they become very low, then it would make sense to actually buy the oil and refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, because it's only about a little more than half full of what its authorized capacity is. I think the main concern at this moment is a spike in prices due to the winter.
And by the way, we should have maybe said this for those who are new to this topic. What is the Strategic Petroleum Reserve?
Right. So it's basically what happened is after the oil crisis in the 1970s, the government created a piggy bank for oil for the entire nation. And it's basically these storage facilities housed in underground salt caverns in along the U.S. Gulf Coast in Louisiana and Texas. And there's enough capacity for 714 million barrels of oil. So to put that in perspective, the U.S. imports about 8.5 million barrels a day. So it's a very huge stockpile of oil that is meant to be tapped in case there's a big disruption in the oil supply globally. For example, Barack Obama released about 30 million barrels of it to counter the supply disruptions from the violence, the conflict in Libya. George W. Bush released 11 million barrels. So it's not unprecedented for presidents to release oil from the reserves in sort of acute crisis times. This large amount is sort of unprecedented as far as how much Biden has released and wants to release.
And very briefly, will it make up for the amount that the Saudis and Russia decided to cut from their production?
You know, it might not make up completely, but it certainly will be an influence on prices to help avoid them from going to sky-high levels.
Good. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.